This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I can tell you this. A lot of people can say, hey, we think Trump got installed. There was massive election fraud against him. And I don't think it's bad to ask that question because there's always different factions and groups. But I can tell you, nobody's telling me what to say. And I've talked to Trump many times, and I've gotten information to Trump, and I've seen him act on it. And that's why they're pissed, is he's really trying to be the president. Now, I agree there are people that thought, okay, let him get in, it'll create such a civil war that we'll get our Hegelian dialectic out of this. But I've experienced Trump, after I talk to him, go and say word for word the next day. I've experienced getting reports from him from law firms and you name it and seeing him take action. So I think Trump overall is for real, but I think it's legitimate to ask the question, how is the power structure going to try to use the climate he is creating or they're trying to create with him against him for their greater agenda? But I have, Mark, I have witnessed Trump literally be the president, actually be in command, actually do real things. But at the same time, sometimes I see him, the last person he talks to is kind of what he goes with.
Yeah, I'm watching his behavior cautiously regarding the whole censorship issue. I think that's going to be very telling. And I think, like, I'm definitely not happy regarding some of the things he said regarding gun control and done regarding gun control. So, you know, I will watch it cautiously, optimistically at best.
I agree. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to what you just mentioned, Rick in Indiana. Rick is concerned about red flag laws and Trump. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, it's a great honor to speak with you, Alex. I am calling about the red flag gun control laws. And I would say to our great president, who's done so much for the American people, be careful what you ask for, President Trump. The difficulty with these laws is who decides what is mental illness. It's kind of like who decides what is hate speech on the big tech platform.
It's the Democrats. They're going to decide.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, and it's possible that if enacted and enforced with equal justice, the red flag laws President Trump has called for all U.S. citizens.
Yeah, if you're a devil worshiper saying, I want to murder people in hundreds of places, then yeah.
Yeah, but they could be used to unconstitutionally end President Donald J. Trump's own Second Amendment rights. Now, let me explain that.
No, you're right. They've already been saying 22nd Amendment.
Yeah, the 25th Amendment hoax. This big hoax. They said he's mentally ill. Okay. Now, let's look at this. Look at the red flags against Trump and the warning signs. There were 70,765 mental health professionals who signed a petition titled Mental Health Professionals Declared Trump is Mentally Ill and Must Be Removed, April 21st, 2017.
Oh, my God. There's your headlines. Would red flag laws remove Trump under the 25th Amendment?
Right. April 21st, 2017, UK independent newspaper headline reads, Donald Trump has dangerous mental illness, say psychiatry experts at the Yale conference. Now, listen to what some of these folks said. Now, don't get me wrong. Trump's a great president, and I don't believe any of this. But these highly decorated, distinguished, degreed medical experts came out and they said the president was paranoid and delusional, and it was their ethical responsibility to warn the American public about the dangers. Now, let's get real. I mean, when the average guy goes into court, okay, it's not going to take 70,000 mental health professionals. If you have one that says that you're mentally ill, even if it's totally untrue, for any other citizen,
sure, he called it accelerated due process. There's no such thing. So it's true. They're saying red flag law, the president under the 25th Amendment, remove him from office. And now here he is saying, oh, look, we already have the Baker Act and other things. This guy's saying, I'm a devil worshiper. I want to go to hell. I'm going to kill a fascist. He's Antifa. He's saying, I'm in a terrorist organization. I'm going to kill people. He certainly could have been examined. But no, now he does this. Now all of us lose our due process. And you're right. The Democrats are saying they want to red flag law the presidency with the 25th Amendment. Great points.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Mark Passio, you want to comment on that caller?
Absolutely. I mean, this is why I am such a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and just in general the self-defense principle under natural law. The Second Amendment says that our right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's very unambiguous. Shall not be infringed.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Man, Mark Passio, I've got to take my calls. So many great minds like that last caller. Red flag laws are 25th Amendment remove the president laws. The whole psychiatric system is leftist run, 90% of it. The old Soviet Union used that to oppress people. So here's Trump saying, oh yeah, we need to get people, you know, under these red flag laws to get rid of due process, when these guys are running around openly saying what they're going to do on Facebook, Twitter, they're going to kill people with guns and nobody's stopping them. The existing laws deal with that. Almost all these shooters have been in the psychiatric system and on these drugs. So you want to put a bookend on what you were just talking about?
Yeah, I've done two pretty extensive presentations called The True Meaning and Purpose of the Second Amendment, in which I break down the Second Amendment extensively and explain how the right to keep and bear arms is an essential property of natural law principles, namely the self-defense principle. And that's why it says shall not be infringed. It's very unambiguous and clear that that is an absolute. And any gun control laws are not only unconstitutional according to, you know, the Constitution itself, if you even accept, you know, constitutionalism as the supreme law of the land, but it's against natural law. It is against our own inherent right that we have under God's laws to protect ourselves, namely from a rogue government that has gone criminal and is trying to take our rights away. That's why the right of self-defense should never be infringed in any way.
And that's exactly how you talk to Trump. We'll put an article out. We'll put this video out. And I guarantee you we'll get to him. Because Trump knows he's not supposed to look at InfoWars, so he looks at it daily, I'm told. Hey, Mr. President, the 25th Amendment is a red flag law on you. So remember due process and watch out the Pandora's boxes you open here. Mark Passio is our guest, really well-spoken historical speaker, a smart guy on natural law, not the survival of the fittest social Darwinism, but the real natural law, God's law. Let's go ahead and go to Carlos in Canada. Then Bill and Chase and Brad. We got to move quick here. Carlos was talking about the huge situation with the proxy war going on in India, taking back its own country from Pakistan and from China, in my view. But Carlos has called many times. He's a smart caller. What do you think?
Well, if you will allow me for a second, because your guest brought up an important point. This FBI agent that made this association, I want to debunk it right off the bat, because it is really evil for people like that who are really conspirators, okay, real conspirators, to do this information on otherwise uninformed people. You could have said very easily, if you look at the clock right now in Japan, it's the 8th, Thursday the 8th. The 8th in the United States will be the 9th. On the 6th, yesterday at 8:15 in the morning, U.S. time, 100,000 people were afflicted at 8:15 in the morning by a nuclear blast. 100,000 out of 350,000 lost their life. Approximately 80,000 lost it in the first 11 seconds. Subsequent to that, the rest were increased to almost half of the population.
All right, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So he could have spun it that Trump did it to commemorate bombing Japanese.
Precisely. And if the flag is at half-mast, even if it wasn't intended to be so, why don't we look at the positive side of things? And
exactly.
Say,
he lowered them for the Japanese, but that, exactly. It's like they just distort everything instead of just straight messaging.
That's right. Also, segue to that, Pakistan and India are nuclear powers. Right now, Pakistan is in no position to fight a war with India. India is suffering from terrorism being assisted in that area. Under Article 307 of the Indian Constitution, it granted Kashmir powers, governing powers. But if the governing powers are going to be used to promote terrorism in what is essentially a majority Muslim population, this will affect all future development in the area, especially if India is part of the BRICS and is part
well,
of
Well, I mean, you sound like you're uninformed on this, but under that agreement, Indians, even that have been refugees, can't move back if they're not basically Muslims. That's outrageous.
That's right. So it will be stabilizing. It'd be a head-to-head, nose-to-nose confrontation. But these are nuclear powers. They're grown-up societies. They're not foolish. And I think, you know, again, to these conspirators, be careful. Because we're here trying to assess the truth, not to engage in fanciful thinking. And in this case, we pray that, wiser people, guided people, not guided missiles, will be the ruling class in this area of the world. Because I think if we don't, we will be making very foolish mistakes. I talk to your listeners like I would talk to my family, you know? And I mean, with all respect, okay, information is power. And InfoWars is information challenging ignorance. That's the way I see it.
Well, you're always a great caller, Carl. He's a smart guy. Most experts agree this is a place World War III or World War IV, if you call it that, could start. Mark Passio, what do you think about the situation in Kashmir? It's a big deal.
I think that all of the globalists right now want to create as much geopolitical instability as possible. That's part of their long-term plan of divide and conquer. So, you know, it's not so much to analyze the very particulars of every single situation.
No, I agree. It's all part of a larger proxy war.
Their long-term thinking is what we really have to understand, is that they want to create chaos out of which they can come in and then impose their predetermined solution of that chaos. That's why they want geopolitical stability in all different regions of the world. But again, the people have to, like the caller said very, very well, that this is about knowledge versus ignorance. And an ignorant people can never be a free people. Thomas Jefferson basically said that. That, you know, if people expect to be ignorant and free simultaneously in a state of civilization, they expect what never has been and what
never will be. Yep. That's right.
So,
thank you, Carlos.
We have
Bill,
to understand.
You're right, smart. Bill in Las Vegas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. The last time you had Lord Monckton on, he said something that kind of struck a chord with me. He said that this hell was starting to bloom on its own because of the increase in carbon in the atmosphere. And if you go back, watch Quantum of Solace, the second Daniel Craig James Bond film again, it was all about control of water. And it was control of water by a world-renowned developer of green technology, Dominic Green. And if you put that together with the last 10 or so minutes of The Big Short, what was the guy who made the most money off the housing crisis going to invest in next? Water.
Well, it's true that if carbon dioxide even goes up a little bit, plants need half as much water on average. And
correct.
So yields massively explode. So they're really pissed. That's why Soros and all of them are doing this thing to try to reduce water with the now declassified massive geoengineering project. Hey, what do you make of that, Mark Passio? How they're just admitting now that, oh, yeah, we are spraying the atmosphere.
I've been following the geoengineering agenda for over 20 years now, and they are absolutely trying to affect the not only the atmosphere, but the soil, which these chemicals that they're spraying from these tanker planes come down to the earth, go into the soil, alkalize it, because they're largely comprised of metals from the alkaline earth metal group on the periodic
table.
Don't
worry, Monsanto's got seeds that'll still grow in that.
Oh, sure. You know, so they want to affect the nutrient quality and content of our food, and that will weaken people by
absolutely
beginning
we're almost
our
out of time. I got to have Mark back. Thank you, Bill. Brad in Texas, real fast. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to say real quick, I really agree with what your guest is saying, because as a matter of fact, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and I do Kabbalah classes every night. And we discuss everything that you and the guests are talking about. So, I mean, you guys sounded just like my rabbi.
Kabbalah is one of the traditions that I've studied for a number of years, and I break it down on my show, What on Earth is Happening, quite often. I actually just went through a series where I compared Kabbalah and Kabbalistic teachings to the teachings of the Tarot. So I get into spiritual teachings like that, and if it's used properly and properly understood, it's a powerful force for understanding natural law.
Well, I mean, common sense is universal. The difference is the priest class and the different people are trying to control it. I'm out of time, Brad. I'm out of time. Jason Patriot, I apologize. I'm trying to get to everybody. Mark Passio, whatonearthishappening.com. Thanks for joining us. Really interesting interview. Look forward to having you back again soon.
Alex, thank you so much.
All right. He's coming up next, and he's ready.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell. I covered a lot of the news. I didn't get to a bunch of it. I think I'm just going to stay here today and probably go host War Room with Owen Schroyer. That's in 40 minutes from now. Mike Adams always does a great job as a guest or a co-host. He's taking over here in just a moment. I didn't even plug last hour. I get so busy and so focused. And if I don't plug, we don't get funding, and we go bye-bye and the globalists win. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50-60% off, the biggest sale we've done since last Christmas. It's last week's big sale, extended banniversary when we got banned. These are great products. Thank you all for your support, whether it's Ultra 12, whether it's Real Red Pill Plus, whether it's the high-quality herbal foods. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for those out there that have made this possible. Mike's taking over. I wanted to play this piece, though. Robert Barnes was on national television, our lawyer, and he did file suit against the Covington folks that did that. He told me privately this other suit's going to be dismissed. I'm not going to tell you what he told me, but he was dead on. Let's just say there's a lot of stuff going on. But his real suits have been filed. We've got our suits getting filed very soon. We're about a month behind, but that was a month ago. It's next week or the week after. And we're not litigious, but it's got to be done. And that's why our fight is your fight. We need financial support because we're swinging for the fences here. I don't know how it's going to end, but if they want to fight, they're going to get one. But here he was. So I saw this piece he put on Twitter a few hours ago. I said, why don't we add video for folks so they can see what he's talking about being true? So we've just augmented him live on this television program. Here it is.
When we say Google manipulation, I mean, what exactly does that mean? Tulsi says that Google didn't run her ads after the first debate at the time when she was trending. Google says that was a mistake, as we mentioned. But give us the ways that Google can, in fact, manipulate the elections.
So what happens is Google basically manipulates which stories show up. So I'll give you a real lifetime example of how that's happening right now. People at home could go and search, say, Alex Jones, a prominent Infowars.com a media broadcaster, big on the political right and with swing political constituencies. If you go to DuckDuckGo or you go to Bing and you search Alex Jones, you'll find Infowars in a mix of articles. If you go to Google, you won't even find his main broadcasting station, Infowars. Instead, you'll just find a bunch of negative hit pieces. So this is just the little way they can do so. Alex Jones influences maybe 3-4% of the vote, but that can be enough to swing the elections in the upper Midwest. They could do the same thing as to other people who are amplifying Donald Trump or their conservative message or Tulsi Gabbard and her anti-war, anti-establishment message. They can do it to anybody, anywhere, any place, any time, because right now there have been no legal remedies for this true election meddling between big tech and big media when they collude together.
That is powerful. We're going to put that up on Infowars.com. Sorry, Mike. I said I was throwing it to you, and then I took over. Go ahead, my friend. That's pretty powerful info.
No, I was just saying that was attorney Robert Barnes, Infowars attorney, really explaining exactly how Google can control the outcomes of elections with selective mental focus. I didn't mean to take it from you there, Alex, but, you know, selective mental focus is how Google will try to steal the next election. And so what they're going to do is they're going to encourage Democrats to go out and vote, but not conservatives. So anyway, I've got a lot lined up here. Alex, are you, should I just jump right
in? Yes, sir, you take over, my friend.
Okay, all right. It's great to join you. Welcome, InfoWarriors, to the Mike Adams segment of the fourth hour here on the Alex Jones Show. I really appreciate all your support and your support of InfoWars Store. And also know that I always come prepared. When I do this show, which is roughly about once a week or so, I always come prepared because I want you to understand what's coming. I do a lot of deep analysis and looking at trends and looking at the playbook of what globalists are doing. And today I'm going to give you, I think, a lot of practical information about what you can do to prepare for what's coming. But first, the analysis of where this is going. Now, red flag laws. Let me talk about that for a second. Trump is at least voicing some support for red flag laws, but that might just be, you know, saying he's supporting it now, but he won't really sign a bill on that. Nevertheless, the idea of a red flag law is so incredibly dangerous to our republic for this very reason. Once it is passed, either at a state level or a federal level, if it is passed, leftists will claim that anybody who wants to own a gun is mentally unstable. And therefore, anybody who wants to own a gun should not be allowed to own a gun because of red flag laws. So you see, this is a catch-22. If you want to own a gun, you're obviously mentally unstable and should not be allowed to own a gun. And the only people that should be allowed to own guns are people who don't want to own guns. This will be the talking point of the delusional left. But I say we the people should have red flag laws for journo terrorists. Why can't we remove from power through some red flag means a journalist or so-called journalist that goes out there and lies and says that all Trump supporters are white supremacists, or that all white people are bad, or that all gun owners are bad? Those people are abusing their positions of power in a dangerous way. And if they're saying that gun owners should have their guns taken away, shouldn't journo terrorists who are pushing hatred and pushing violence and celebrating Antifa, shouldn't they lose their platform? I mean, really, if we're going to have red flag laws here, let's go after those who are the most dangerous in society, and that's not law-abiding gun owners who are just, they just want self-defense against violence. They want to stop violence. But journo terrorists, i.e. these radical left-wing journalists, they want to promote violence. So if we're going to have red flag laws, let's go after those who are actually a danger to this society. And also, Trump says he might support expanded background checks. Okay, that's great. Let's have background checks for all members of Congress. Let's have background checks and drug tests. And let's look into the backgrounds of people in Congress who have met with communists, who are influenced by communist China. Let's look at the backgrounds of these people and how they've been radicalized to hate this country. Let's look at the background of Ilhan Omar, because there's a fascinating background of marriage fraud and immigration fraud and campaign finance fraud. Let's look at the background of AOC and others. You want background checks? All right, let's make it universal, starting with Congress. How about that? Drug test those people. And by the way, while we're at it, let's have a red flag law that says if you have Alzheimer's or dementia and you're senile and you're on Alzheimer's drugs, you don't get to serve in Congress anymore. How about that? Nancy Pelosi, gone. Dianne Feinstein, gone. If you've lost the capacity to function in a normal cognitive way, why should you be deciding laws for our country? And how about red flag laws for states that are allowing illegals to vote? Let's have a red flag law that says if your state, i.e. California, allows illegals to vote in elections, then your Electoral College votes don't count. That's right. Eliminate California from the Electoral College until they have voter ID laws so that only legal American citizens can vote in their elections. We should also nullify California senators and members of Congress because they were elected by illegals voting with the advocacy of the state of California. Now, of course, I'm kidding about a little bit of that. It's never going to happen. But that's the argument here. You want to have red flag laws? You want to have background checks? Okay. Let's background check Democrats and their corruption. Let's have red flag laws against the journo terrorists and the corrupt criminals in the deep state. Let's make it really universal. Don't just target conservatives and Trump supporters. Let's have laws and background checks that affect all these people who are trying to destroy America. Much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back.
I'm
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They say the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back in this symbol war, in this information war, at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great T-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD. Plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Joe Biden says he's coming for your guns. He wants federal agents to go door to door and confiscate your legal firearms at gunpoint. This came out during an interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper today. And he said, bingo, when Anderson Cooper said, you mean you want federal agents basically to go door to door and confiscate guns? I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. And Joe Biden says, yes, that's exactly what he wants. So let's have no illusions. the Democrats, if any of them get into power, they are planning to go door to door, essentially with guns in your face, either shooting you or arresting you or maybe just mass executing you. That's what the Democrats seem to want if you don't turn in your guns, your legal guns. Meanwhile, the criminals will have all the guns, you know, in the world because, of course, they don't follow the laws and they're not going to turn them in and so on and so forth. So this is at the same time that leftists are now posting posters and flyers in New York City now that call for death camps for Trump supporters. Death camps for Trump supporters. So these two things go together. And by the way, those flyers have been posted on the vehicles of a GOP staffer that has now been reported. I don't have the name of that staffer, but that just came out a few minutes ago before I went on the show here live. So, of course, they want to put you in death camps, but to do that, they have to take your guns first, right? Because, of course, the radical left is following in the footsteps of Adolf Hitler. And as you know, if you've studied history at all, you know that Adolf Hitler passed the Gun Control Act. I think it was 1933 was the big Gun Control Act that he passed to take away guns from his political enemies, making it all the easier to round them up and put them onto railroad cars and ship them off to concentration camps and Zyklon B, you know, gas ovens. And that's exactly what Democrats, the radical leftists, want to do to Trump supporters in America today. So have no illusions. You're not just fighting for a political outcome here. If you support Trump and you support the Constitution, you support the Bill of Rights, you're not just fighting for a political situation. You are, at this point, from this day forward, you are fighting for your very life. You are fighting for your survival. And by fighting, I mean defending America, defending your life, defending your right to speak. You are fighting for your right to exist. And note that Twitter has now allowed a former CNN journalist to call for the eradication of all Trump supporters along with Conway there. And Twitter thinks there's no problem with that quote, the eradication of all Trump supporters. Now, think about this. If you were to switch that around, and let's just say you called for the eradication of all Obama supporters or the eradication of all transgenders, let's say, oh, my gosh, you would be accused of massive hate speech and genocide. You would be the worst person in the world. There'd be stories about you nationwide. But if you call for the eradication of Trump supporters, you are celebrated by Twitter. You are celebrated by Facebook. You are celebrated by Google, which just proves that the radical left has become now in favor of death camps. They are in favor of death camps. They want death camps for all Trump supporters. They are openly calling for it. This is a former CNN journalist that's openly calling for this eradication. This is what they want. And Joe Biden says they're going to go door to door and put guns in your faces with federal agents, and they're going to essentially either take your guns or shoot you in the process. This is no longer just a guess of what the Democrats want. This is their game plan, and they now openly admit it. I'm going to give you a couple of practical things here that you can do. So if they come for your guns, then the government has become an Orwellian, tyrannical, authoritarian society. And according to the founding fathers, it is your duty to resist that tyranny. In fact, to overcome that tyranny, to defeat that tyranny. That is your duty as an American. And there are some ways to do that, that you can start to prep right now using legal means. I'm going to cover a couple of those real quick here. It is legal in almost everywhere in America to manufacture your own firearm for your own personal use and for your self-defense. And some of you may recognize this right here. This is a Polymer 80. This is the shell of a Polymer 80 handgun that you can purchase this Polymer 80 shell. And just using a drill bit, you can drill the holes in here for the pins. This is basically a Glock clone. And then using a drill press, just a simple drill press, you drill off a few parts and you are manufacturing your own handgun. And then you assemble it using a Glock slide and Glock slide parts. and you have yourself a legal pistol, and you can use this for self-defense. You can own it yourself. You can make as many of these as you want for yourself. You can't sell them to others, obviously. You can't give them to others, but you can make them for yourself. It's legal almost everywhere, but of course, check your local laws. I always encourage you to keep it legal. Now, you should be doing this right now. I've done this myself. It works very well. And here's a tip. When you do that, the gun won't cycle very well at first because the parts are quite tight. So you're going to need this, a magnesium and aluminum polish. And what you do with this polish is you kind of smother this polish in the rails where the rails, the Glock slide has rails, you know, that go on the polymer frame. You put this polish in there, and then you fire about 20, 30, 40 rounds through there. And what's happening is the 9mm rounds are cycling the slide and polishing that down, giving it that broken-in kind of function. You clean off the polish, you clean off the gun, and then you now have a functioning pistol. Now, if you're watching, you're also seeing on screen there the Defense Distributed Ghost Gunner, which is a system that can be used to automate the manufacture of these Polymer 80 pistols, as well as AR-15 receivers. Now, I've used the Ghost Gunner for both functions. I own a Ghost Gunner. I think it's great. And Defense Distributed, by the way, I think sent an email out this morning saying that they only have 120 of those machines left for sale here in this year. So there's not a lot of those machines available. If you want one, you might want to get one now because they're going to be impossible to get. But I've owned one for quite some time. I've used that Ghost Gunner to work on the Polymer 80 pistols, but I found it's actually easier just to use a drill press for the pistols. When it comes to aluminum AR-15 lowers, as they're called, or lower receivers, the Ghost Gunner works very, very well. Now, I've been able to make it work with anodized lowers. Most people think it only works with raw aluminum, but that's not true. You can use it with anodized lowers. All you have to do is Dremel off six areas of that lower receiver. And the six areas are the areas where the bit of that machine makes contact with the receiver to complete a circuit of conductivity. That's how it knows the X, Y, and Z positions of your lower receiver so that it can drill the pinholes, you know, the trigger hole, you know, everything in the appropriate place so you can put the trigger group in there and so on. And it works great. I'm telling you, the Ghost Gunner, it's fantastic. The reason I mentioned both of these things, the Polymer 80 and the Ghost Gunner, is because this is a legal way to manufacture firearms that are not on anybody's books somewhere. And again, follow all your local laws. I always do. I don't own any illegal weapons. I don't own any automatic weapons, nothing like that. I keep it all legal. But the founding fathers gave you the right to do this. You should exercise those rights so that if Joe Biden, God forbid, were elected president, and he were to send federal agents to your door, and they put a gun in your face and say, give us all your guns, and you were forced to do that, well, you give them the guns they know about, and then you keep the guns they don't, because guess what? The founding fathers already gave us permission to defeat tyranny, and you're going to need legal firearms in order to get that done if it goes to that point. So follow the law, but be prepared. Make sure that you have the gear that you need to defend your nation against tyranny. Much more straight ahead. This is Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip.
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
Okay, I have the name now of the GOP representative in New York whose staffers have been targeted with those death camp posters and flyers. That GOP rep is named Lee Zeldin of New York, Republican New York, and staff members are having their homes and cars targeted with death camps for Trump supporters flyers. So this is yet another indication of the radicalization of the lunatic left and how their agenda, which they used to try to hide, is now right out in the open. This is really a milestone day where Joe Biden says, yes, he's going to send armed federal agents to your house door to door to take your guns at gunpoint. And then a GOP rep in New York has staffers, you know, threatened with death camps. So it's time to ask yourself a question. The question is, if for some reason Joe Biden were to become president or some other Democrat, because, of course, Google's trying to steal the election, there's going to be massive voter fraud in places like California and New York. Are you willing to lay down your arms and go to a left-wing death camp? I'm serious. It's time to ask yourself this question. Because if your answer is that you don't want to rock the boat and you just want to go along and get along, then you might as well, of course, I don't mean this literally, but you might as well just, you know, kill yourself right now, because that's what they're going to do to you. That's what they're going to do. They want you dead. So if they come for your guns, understand that they are the criminals, that they are violating the law of the land, that they are violating the Second Amendment. And it is your job to say, no, no, we will not go along with your Third Reich regime, your death camps, your Zyklon B gas chambers. We're not going to give you our guns so that you can then come back and murder all of us, which is exactly what the left wants to do. I mean, they put out a new, you see that trailer, that new movie where they're just running around hunting Trump supporters and killing them. I think, and then Netflix has a new series called Dear White People that just basically says all white people are KKK members and racist, and implies they all need to be killed. I mean, this is becoming dangerously insane, but that's exactly the point. Let me tell you the big secret about what the globalists and the left-wing media are trying to do. They're trying to get you, a conservative or a Trump supporter, they're trying to get you to shoot first. Because they know what I've told you many times, that in the coming civil war, whoever shoots first loses. They want to drive you to the point of you carrying out a mass shooting. And I don't mean like a mass shooting run by an FBI recruiting some person to go shoot up some retail establishment, because they're going to do that, of course, as many times as they can. I'm talking about they want to drive you, a real conservative, they want to drive you to a mass shooting because they want to drive you crazy, they want to weaponize you, they want to get you angry and get you to act. Your job is to not initiate violence. Do not initiate violence. Even when you're manufacturing your own firearms for self-defense, like I covered in the last section, that is to defend yourself. That is to stop violence, not to start violence, not to initiate violence. Whoever shoots first loses. They're trying to whip you up into that condition. Now, if they can't do that, if they can't get a bunch of conservatives to open fire first, then they're going to stage it themselves. So I would expect to see in the next big Antifa gathering, guess what? Going to be possibly a false flag event that would target and kill a whole lot of Antifa people to be blamed on a conservative. Because they can't get conservatives to do that organically, so they have to fake it. I mean, real violence, fake narrative. They have to whip it up. They have to pretend, you know, or they have an MK Ultra person or a sock puppet person or what have you. You know the story. You know how this works. But they're going to have to try to pretend that conservatives are opening fire. Now, as all of this is happening, the goal of the radical left is to burn this country down. This is what they want, mass violence on the streets of America. They want people to kill each other. They want blood running in the streets. They want the economy to melt down. They want the rule of law to collapse. This is what they want, because the left is so dangerous and so radical and so unhinged that in their minds they've decided, hey, if they can't run it, they're going to burn it down. You understand? They want to burn this country down. Or rule it, one or the other. They're fine either way. They want to rule it like the globalists rule, you know, Mexico. They want to have the ruling elite and the impoverished, disarmed masses with a bunch of drug cartels paying off the corrupt officials, you know, to traffic narcotics and traffic human children and, you know, whatever else they're doing across the border, which is all sick stuff. But if they can't have that, if there's a country that's anything resembling freedom, they want to burn it down, and that is their goal. So what they're doing now, think about how they're blaming guns, and they're calling for red flag laws, but they won't look at the causes of so-called mental illness. They try to blame mental illness, but they never mention what? SSRI drugs, antidepressant drugs, which are the true cause of mental illness in so many of these young shooters. In fact, SSRI drugs have been linked to nearly every mass shooting in the last 30 years. Not 100% of them, but the vast majority. And it's either young males who are either on those drugs or have recently stopped using them, and then they suffer from side effects that include suicidal thoughts and thoughts of carrying out violence. And by the way, there's something that Trump desperately needs to know. I don't have all the technical details on this yet, but there is a genetic difference in young white males where they are unable to break down some of these SSRI drugs or similar medications. They're unable to break them down because they're lacking a certain enzyme. And because of this, those drugs have a heightened response in certain individuals that have this particular genetic predisposition. So how do we really solve that problem? It's very simple. You do genetic testing before you put people on antidepressant drugs. It's a simple thing. You do genetic testing first. You make sure they don't have this genetic difference, or maybe you call it a defect. But you can't put people on SSRI drugs if they have this genetic difference, because then their brains go crazy. And then they think that they're playing out a video game, you know, like the Columbine shooters. They think they're in an artificial reality in many cases, and they're carrying out this shooting, and their minds is not even real. And when they come down off the drugs, they're shocked and surprised at what happened, because it wasn't even their conscious will to do what they have been caught doing on camera in some cases. So SSRI drugs, we've got to have a real discussion in this country about pharmaceuticals and about the mass diagnosis, especially of young males with psychiatric disorders, ADHD. You know, give me a break. There's nothing wrong with the brains of most of these kids until they get put on these psychiatric drugs. And then when they turn into mass shooters because the psych drugs have been combined with the hatred of the left-wing media, what does the radical left say? Oh, it's the fault of the guns. No, no, wait a second. Maybe leftists have never looked at a gun, but a gun has a trigger that has to be pulled by a finger, right? You have to pull it with a finger. The finger is attached to the arm. The arm is attached to the shoulder. Shoulder is attached to the torso, through the neck, attached to the brain, right? Oh, the brain makes the decision to pull the trigger, and the brain is on psychiatric drugs in so many cases with these young shooters. That's the core issue here. There's no finger that pulls a trigger on its own without the brain being involved. And if you don't believe me, you know, go look around. There are no headless shooters in the world. Headless mass shooters. Oh, my God, it's a zombie fest. It's a horror movie. The headless shooter. No, doesn't exist. There are also no guns that break into Walmart stores and shoot themselves. You don't see guns running down the aisles of the stores. Oh, my God, there's an AK-47 with feet. It's running. The rifle is running. It's reloading itself. Look, it's aiming and firing itself. Never happens. Has never happened and never will happen. It takes a brain to decide to pull the trigger. And when that brain is bathed in toxic medication chemicals, you get violence because you get a brain that's dissociated from reality. And then those brains are further brainwashed by the left-wing media. So you get massive hatred. You get a weaponization of the psychology of the country. And you get the left-wing media's successful psyop being run on the entire country. They want to weaponize people because they hate America. They want to burn this country down. And most of the left-wing media gets paid by Big Pharma to promote antidepressant drugs with advertising money. So is it starting to make sense now? You see how all the pieces really fit together? But of course they say, no, it's the fault of Trump. Really? It's the fault of Trump that all these psych drugs are being handed out like candy to all these young white males typically? It's the fault of Trump that the media is spewing hatred and even calling for terrorism and calling for violence? How is that Trump's fault? Of course it isn't. And Tucker Carlson is right, by the way. It's a massive media hoax to claim that white supremacy is taking over this country. It's a hoax, just like the Russia collusion hoax. In any case, you're going to get the truth by tuning in here at Infowars.com. Owen Schroyer is coming up next on The War Room. Alex may be stepping in to co-host that. I appreciate you tuning in today. This is Mike Adams for The Alex Jones Show. Thanks for watching. Talk to you next time.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.